It's all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Okay, Michelle, check this out. Anorexia athletica. Have you heard of this?
No, but I suspect I don't have it.
That's right, because I can't get you to assume the vertical. We're not even going to go there, honey. Another day, exactly. Another segment. All right, so here, this is a huge question out there. How many times you go to a gym and find someone just whacking away on all the equipment? They're always there. It looks like they probably pay rent there. And what's that about? When does exercise become obsessive and unhealthy? We have our go-to eating disorders expert, Victoria Abel. I'm so happy to have her back again. She is fabulous. She has her master's degree in counseling psychology, many years in the field of addiction and recovery, works out of Sundance Addiction Center out in Arizona for the Elements Behavioral Group. And this is just such a hot topic, Victoria. First, Michelle and I welcome you back on Her Radio, and if you could tell us, what is anorexia athletica?
Well, thanks for having me back on the show. I'm seeing so much more of this. It's different than traditional anorexia because it's not just focused on food. It's really focused on body size and working out. So not only is it people who are working out in the gym, but it's also people who are involved in sports who maybe since they were very little, there was an over-focus on their body size and their body's ability, and they've taken that to the point of not just being a great athlete and being successful, but really being held hostage by their body, not only their food intake, but also their body mass and their muscle and their ability to function in their sport.
So, Victoria, who's most likely to suffer from this, and then is it related to any other kind of eating disorder?
It is very related to classic anorexia, but there is the added compulsive exercise part in it. We're seeing mostly young girls, but we're also seeing a lot of young boys who are kind of slipping through the cracks because they're still possibly performing well in sports. So what we're looking at is maybe a gymnast, tennis player, wrestler, who, since they were little, you know, their coaches have been like, you're too fat there, you're too big there, or we need to change your body. And so they're going to go to any lengths with their food and their exercise to the point of electrolyte imbalance, heart arrhythmia, kidney stones, bone breakage, whatever they can in order to keep that body type that's going to fit in to their athletic sport of choice.
So, Victoria, you know, there's so many women out there saying, oh, come on, I don't have any problem. I just show up and, hey, you know, I do a lot of working out and maybe I'm a little obsessive about what I eat, but, you know, surely I don't have this. So why don't you tell us, what are the signs and symptoms of anorexia athletica?
The signs and symptoms are if you're too tired or if your body is really hurting and feeling damaged or you have a bone break or a sprain and we're still finding ourselves in the gym, we're still finding ourselves pounding the pavement running, or if, you know, your kid, let's say, is having a birthday party and you're like, oh, wait, I can't eat that piece of cake or I can't do this because that might, you know, that isn't within the caloric structure that my coach or my personal trainer is telling me to do, that there's really no freedom in life anymore, that the body is really hurting, and we do it anyway. The other thing is that if people are having a sport or an activity that they used to really love, and now they don't really love it anymore, but they're doing it because they feel like they have to, and that there's a feeling of guilt if you don't go to the gym or if you don't, you know, do your training exercises, a feeling of guilt and failure if your body just isn't able to take it.
So, Victoria, are there treatments, are there options for women who suffer from this, and what are they?
Yes, it's women and men, for sure. I have actually three of my clients in my private practice right now are former male wrestlers who really struggle with this. So we have both genders, and the treatments that we're looking for is, it's a little bit different than classic anorexia, because if their worth and value has been wrapped up in either their body, but not just their body, but also their sport of choice, or their sport, or their whatever they're doing, that their worth and value is only if they get this, if they reach this goal, if they win this race, or if they win this match, to really begin to look at what is their worth and value regardless of their sport. So it's almost like they have to grieve the sport. Doesn't mean they can't have it anymore, they can't ever go to the gym, because we have to look at it in moderation, but it's really grieving that self-identity wrapped up in the behavior versus your identity and worth being wrapped up in who you are as a person. So finding out who you are versus who you are as an athlete alone.
So do you have to go to a treatment center for this?
No, you keep saying athletes. Yeah,
right,
and
it doesn't have to,
I mean, where do you go?
It doesn't have to be athletes. It doesn't just have to be athletes. It could just be people who are just compulsively exercising, for sure. But there's always that goal. You're going to get your personal best with the weightlifting, or you're going to get your personal best. So it doesn't have to be a sport always, but we find it most often that we can pick people out more easily when they are involved in a group sport. So, yes, there are treatment centers, for sure, that are able to do this, that are able to identify it. And the work is really specific, because we can't just place eating disorder treatment on it, because this is very different. This is really, you have to look at the role. There's a whole nother person, let's say. There's a whole nother aspect in addiction, which could be the going to the gym or training or exercising, that needs to be addressed, and that relationship has to be healed before you can be in recovery. So yes, there's inpatient treatment. There's also, you know, some outpatient, but it's still really new in the field of recovering from eating disorders.
Well, it's not even recognized by the standard mental health diagnostic manuals, correct?
No, not at all.
Yeah. No, it's not in the DSM-5, nor was it even under the diagnoses to be considered. Because it's still, I mean, eating disorders, I think, in diagnostic and assessment tools, we're advancing faster and we're getting more sophisticated with our eating disorders than we're able to catch up with in terms of diagnosis at this point. I think that it's something that we have to look at, but exercise is still seen as this healthy thing to do. But with that compulsive mind, we can take something that's actually a very healthy thing and really turn it into destruction.
So the insurance company doesn't cover it either, I take it?
Not under that diagnostic code, but if they have a co-occurring of anorexia or nervosa, you can get insurance coverage for it.
Very good to know.
So you're really looking at, the whole issue of body image.
Yeah.
You're looking at very vulnerable people who are listening to coaches and maybe even anybody, a dance instructor, anybody who's really, even a single word from them could change everything. And suddenly it's not just about athletic performance, it's about self-worth and self-esteem. Would you agree?
Absolutely, because if the coach makes a comment about, oh, did you eat some cake this weekend, or even the getting on the scale, I think about
right.
So much in terms of wrestling, or in, yet to be in certain classes, you have to actually weigh a certain thing. It becomes extremely obsessive, and the amount of the restriction of caloric intake in order to look good in that tutu, or to be in that wrestling outfit, or to be on that horse.
Right.
Is
and basically to be perfect, just to be perfect. Victoria, I can't tell you how grateful we are for you to be able to help us with Anorexia Athletica and telling us obsessive exercise is unhealthy. Go to centerforaddictionnutrition.com to learn more about Victoria's wonderful work. I'm Dr. Pam P. with Michelle King-Robeson.
Ladies, make sure you understand more about Anorexia Athletica, because it affects both men and women. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.